Hello there. Excuse me for the whispering. I'm lying next to a sleepy one-year-old. I say sleeping, in fact. It's coming up to Christmas in a way, isn't it? You know, it's still a few weeks away, and I thought it was time to get a few thoughts about Father Christmas off my chest, especially now there's a child in the house. Something I think about a lot. And I wanted to share the thoughts I've had. This is all a bit meta, isn't it? Can't wait, James. What the fuck are you talking about? Right, so Father Christmas. Firstly, is it right to tell your kids, your children, that Father Christmas or Santa Claus is a thing? Some people think it's lying to your children. I say bollocks. Well, not bollocks to it being a lie. Obviously, it's a lie. I think it's a good lie. In that the sense of wonder and magic is a payoff that vastly outweighs the wrong of the lie. But that sense of wonder and magic is something I worry a little bit about with the way some parents go about their treatment of Father Christmas. A few Christmases ago, I got into quite a heated debate, actually, with a parent. I wasn't a parent at the time, but about how much you should rationalise Father Christmas to your children, and my argument was not at all. I seem to remember the question up for debate was, how does Father Christmas get into a house that doesn't have a chimney? And the parent in question got into this back and forth about keys and skeleton keys and how they get how Father Christmas has skeleton keys and which window he used to climb in, and my thought was, you don't even get into that conversation. You just say, he's magic, he finds a way. And their response was, no, my child's much too clever for that. And so they felt the need to rationalise and explain how that might work. But I think it's precisely because children are clever that you don't get into that game, because you very quickly go down a path of total demystification, which is a shame, really. So yeah, magic. On similar lines, shopping mall Father Christmases. Where do you start? You know, the whole routine of putting your child on a creepy fat man's, probably actually not a fat man, a skinny man dressed up as a fat man with a fake beard, with £3 presents, if that. It's like, take a photo of your crying child with a stranger. Yay, why would you do that? I'm not against it, but, you know, someone's gone to the effort of dressing up, so the least you can do is lend them your child for 5 minutes, I suppose. But the caveat to that, I think, is that once it's over, or even in advance, if you trust your child to keep quiet and not spoil it for the other children, I hope every parent takes their child aside and says, you realise that's not the real Father Christmas, don't you? That's just, don't spoil it for the other children, that's just a lonely man in a Father Christmas suit. The real Father Christmas is much too busy, much too magical to be sitting in Westfield Stratford with the stuffed reindeer. So that's my thought on that one. I was going to talk about the names Father Christmas versus Santa Claus, but you know what? I don't really care about that so much. It's just, you know, make it magical for the children. Yes, that's it, really. That's all I had to say about Father Christmas. Cheerio.